You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 with Kim and Jen. And today, Maestro Mark is back in the studio.
Hi, yay. Everyone. Woo-hoo. Hi.
We missed you, Mark.
I missed being here.
Absolutely, Mark. We missed you. And we've got Danny over here on the board. I just said, pull a mic up, Danny. Say hi. What a crazy, crazy start to September. I can tell you there's a million songs. Mark, how many songs are written about September? Do you know? I mean, there's many.
There's so many.
There is so
Wake
many.
Me, what is it? Wake Me When September?
There's just so many.
September song. Well, it's a long, long time from May to December.
See? And I'm the telling you.
Day. I'm going to finish.
Oh,
the
go
days
ahead.
Grow no, short when you read September.
And there's a movies. Called September. Right. I think that was, let me think, Keanu Reeves was in a Keanu movie Reeves. Called September. That was, I hate September. Can I say, I just loathe September. It's my least favorite month. And it is proving itself well because today I'm going to vent for a minute, Jen.
Go
Jen, can
ahead.
I vent for a minute and get it off my butt? Mark was on his way here in a different vehicle. Jen and I were driving in the rocket, and we're reading all the stuff on the rocket, and boom. What did it say, Jen?
It basically just said, safely stop.
First of all, and I think it locked us up.
It did.
It's a Google car.
It literally turned itself off.
It Googles. It yeah. Googles itself and tells you what you're going to do. But
I guess, but it just, I was driving, and it literally just, the power just stopped and just said, safely stop. And I'm in the middle lane of US 1 with traffic everywhere, and I have no power, like, you know, no power steering, no
nothing.
Power.
Nothing.
So thankfully, I was able to coast over to Mathers and then turn on Avocado and get in the parking lot of Mark Willis Roofing.
Oh, yeah, Mark Willis Roofing.
Thank
let me tell you,
guys,
very nice people.
So
I'm gonna put a shout out for them later. But and then we called Mark. See, so here's something, Danny, you're going to like this. Jen, was any part of me worried about the car? I was more worried about what? I got to get to the radio on time.
Yeah.
I can't miss my show. Look, I have to get to the radio on time. Mark's on the show today. We haven't had Mark on for a while. We're going to call Mark. That's
well,
what we're going
to
do.
All I know is I got to the spot and these two lovely ladies had already dumped
we
me.
We ditched them.
I said, wow, I was
car,
dumped by two
car.
Beautiful women. Wow, what the heck?
I don't know what, if anything that I did, but I remember that I had a car, a Ford Edge. And they had me literally hold the brakes and then pump the brakes 10 times to reset something. So I did that. I don't know if that's what helped it or what, but the thing started running, lights on.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's something sort of cool, though.
Yeah.
I called Lincoln. Okay.
Yes.
Called Lincoln of Melbourne. We love them. And I called Denzel. I've got, like, my own guy, okay?
That's
He's probably running out of my sunglasses, though,
because
I left them in the car.
Deal with you, Kim.
I want my sunglasses back, Denzel. But I called him. He was actually able to turn. He actually said, hold on. He turned something on. He could see the dashboard of my car sitting in the Lincoln dealership in Melbourne.
Which is a little discerning to me, but.
It is a little bit. They always know where I'm at. They always know how many miles I have on my car, how fast I'm driving. But he literally said, no, 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 I'm seeing it now. You have this on and this on and this on. He goes, oh, yeah, that's a problem. He goes, we're going to send the Lincoln tow truck to you. And then we'll get
and
you back
that,
here and
though,
we'll give
we
you a car.
We had called our friends at ECM Motors, Jeremy
yep.
and the gang. They were going to come down and push it
oh.
out of the driveway, but we couldn't get into neutral or anything. So we were just right around the corner.
So
and Jeremy is amazing.
Let's back up, though. My day started calling him.
Oh, yeah.
And my other Lincoln was totaled this morning.
Yeah.
It was totaled.
No, my nobody was in it. It nobody was not was an accident or anything
it was
like
hurt,
that.
But they totaled my car this morning. That was how my day of September started out.
Yeah.
Okay.
They totaled it, but they did not tell Kim this.
And they had sent a tow truck
to come pick it up, take it to Orlando without letting her know.
The guy working on my car, which is East Coast Motors, is Jeremy. He called me to say, they're here to tow your MK away. They've totaled it. I'm like, nobody called me. Nobody called me to tell me. I'm like, seriously? So now this car broke down literally the next block over.
From there.
Hello? These things are doo-doo-doo-doo because this is the anniversary of Sherry's death. So I said, she's messing with us, John. She is messing with us today.
Well, when I got to the pickup point and nobody was there, my phone immediately rang. It was Noelle. She says, okay, they got the car started. But I don't trust it. She says, you need to get on US 1 right now and see if you can catch up to them and follow. You need to follow them. You need to call Kim. I'm trying to call. Of course, you're not answering your phone.
And Jen, the ex-cop driver, he's not keeping up with us.
It was phone tag between you two. She'd call you. You call him. Both of them would be going to voicemails.
Because
I was
cracking
up.
Get behind them and follow them in case something else goes wrong. So now I'm buzzing up US 1. Okay, where are they? Where's that car?
This rocket is running out of fuel.
Then Kim sends you a voice text that says, thanks for ditching us.
Yeah, thanks
instead
for
of
ditching
thanks
us.
For coming
I,
to get us.
We don't even know where that came. And then the other thing. Jen's biggest pet peeve with me is I hang up on people, right?
Yes, she does.
I hang up on people at the end, like when they're going to say goodbye. I've already said goodbye and I've hung up. You know, I'll usually say love ya, click.
Yeah.
You know, I don't wait for anything. Okay. And people will say that. Did she just say I love you to me? It could be like the guy selling, I don't know,
and you
flour.
Did that to Carol distributing those.
I did that
to
all.
Oh, heck, I would do that to them.
Yeah. We need to love them. We got Space Coast Pride coming up. They're helping us out.
That's right.
A little bit, you know, getting our order. And she did that, and I just, like, shook my head.
But what's funny is I usually hang up on people before they get a chance. And not Mark. I'm keeping it on so that it catches all me talking to Suri now in the next. So his message is about this long. Just delete.
Rambling.
Just delete.
Oh, no, I'll keep it forever.
It's something about ditching us.
This is the start of that month that everybody's supposed to love, September. Okay? Now, I can tell you, Mark, I'm so glad, first of all, because I say this all the time, and people don't believe me for some reason. I don't understand why. The orchestra is my favorite event that I personally like to be at and do at the auditorium.
It's
really
great to
is.
See you there. Yep. Yeah.
But I love that event. Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy at that event. People stand up and, like, entertain us while we're trying to watch you. They literally come over. They check in with us. We know what a lot of them drink. A lot of wine people. Which is weird because you would think it would be a gin night. Nope, not so.
You know, I walk over to the bistro during intermission, and as I'm walking, people, hi, Mark. The audience is yelling, hi, Mark, how you doing? I'm so like, hey. It's like everyone there is my friend.
Yes.
That's right.
And it just feels very comfortable.
No, it is.
And it's such a good, well, that's a good word to use because that whole night is comfortable.
It is comfortable. And
our
I love the whole VIP hors d'oeuvres.
Yes.
I get to make foofy hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
That was a brilliant idea of Noelle.
Homemade
that
Spumoni ice
idea.
Cream sometimes
that was great.
When we're, I know. So I get to, because my friend, my girlfriend, Scott.
Oh, yes.
He told me that I sold my soul to be a concessionaire. Okay. I get to come out of the box because Mark doesn't care what he meant. He doesn't tell me even. I just need hors d'oeuvres. I just need trays of hors d'oeuvres. And we drink. I put weird flavors into champagne.
Why would I not trust your expertise in that area?
And
come
let me
on
tell
now.
You, tonight I'm doing Spona Capitas. I'm doing Spona beef capita. Wellingtons.
Nice.
We've got some really cool things.
It's not
some really cool
tomorrow.
Things. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night. Thank you.
That's right. It's been Monday for 4 weeks.
The audience has become so diverse also. I mean, I have people asking me all the time, how come you have young people at your concert?
I know. It's awesome.
I mean, when I started 8 or 9 years ago, I mean, everybody there was like old enough to be my parents.
So, and you know what? I've
it's
seen
different.
A big switch. And I can tell you that my biggest thing I love about the music is when I first started doing this, I actually, and I don't even know if it was you, Mark, because I've been doing this a while, but I didn't know the music. But there's something, you know, my brother, I had Kim Blackwood, who plays guitar in the church, she said to me one time, because, you know, my brother's a musician, ask Kenny, you know, how do we get them out of their seats? How do we get them in, you know, engaged? And he said, start out with something they know and end with something you know. And sometimes in the middle, if you don't have a whole thing, play something they know. And it's true. I know the music you're playing. Now, she can tell you, it's no lie, piano's my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. I love that. When you have the piano. I know that's real expensive to get. But I love top 40 played on a piano.
Right, sure.
I love modern music played on a piano better than anything. I could listen to it in my car all the time. But I love the music. I know the music. Some of them I don't. You know, if somebody's playing Beethoven, I'm here to tell you, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know something? Some of those melodies are played in commercials and stuff, and there's that, you know, right back there in your file cabinet.
I'm always thinking of Charlie Brown when somebody's talking.
Sure.
And then I can't even say the word concerto.
Concerto, yeah.
Concerto. It's a concerto.
Yeah, see, I've got to put this spin on it.
Concerto. It's a concerto.
For most people my age, our first experience with, like, you know, Blue Danube was Bugs Bunny.
Absolutely. That's what turned it around.
It really
When I first got there, and the orchestra wasn't playing very good music.
Well, it was great. It was being, like, the musicians, not saying the music, but I didn't know any of it.
Right. And so what I did was, I'm thinking, how can I educate the, I mean, being in education my whole life, how can I educate the audience? And I looked out at the audience, and I said, I'll bet you they know all the stuff from the Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
So then we started.
No, really.
That's our mentality these days.
Yeah, the University of Saturday Morning Cartoons. And then we started doing tunes that you heard in those cartoons.
Yes.
Well, that was an immediate buy-in.
So guess who's following path? Mm-hmm. Guess who's following path?
Mm-hmm.
We also have the Mulroom
band.
Okay, they just played. It was TV shows.
Yeah. Yes.
Everybody loved it.
Yep.
So I mean, there's something to be said about the music.
Well, the nostalgia brings
the
out
music. We're
a lot of people.
You know, that we hear, and like, this is like, you will be surprised here, Danny. Miss Jennifer over there, the other, because I only listen to Christian rock.
Okay.
I put it on in the car, and the next thing she's singing all the words, and she looked at me and she goes, you're probably surprised, and I know all these words too, don't you? Because she knows the words to every song. I'm sure she knows concertos even. It wouldn't surprise me.
Only if it's on Jeopardy, if it's opera, on Jeopardy. I do pretty good there.
She does win the little Jeopardy.
The final Jeopardy.
For music, yeah. She's very musicy.
I'd be one of those, though, that if I was on the show, I'd be like,
yeah, you panic.
Forrest Gump. Sorry.
Forrest Gump.
That's the answer.
Just run. Just run, Jennifer, run.
I'm tired. Run. I'm ready to go home now.
Ready to go home now. Yeah, that's it. I've had enough. I'm going home. So when I'm getting back, so when I say it is my favorite thing, and here's the other reason, this is going to sound terrible to you, but if you do hate an event, this event's short. It gets over before it even gets started. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a short time we're there.
I know. I'm always hoping it's, like, longer. I'm like, no, it's not already intermission.
Yeah, we try. And you know, we try to be conscious of our audience. Like, we know that, let's say, for the holiday concert,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do a sing-along because the little kids love sing-alongs.
Yes.
A lot of kids. But we know for that holiday concert, they're going to leave after intermission because they've got little kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I'm going to make sure I do that sing-along the first half.
Exactly.
So those kids can do it.
Exactly.
I mean, so
we need
got,
to before they get tired and cranky and ready to go.
We need to keep them. We need to give them like a hot chocolate nightcap before they leave if they stay for the whole
Send them home.
And Lord knows we'll have them in pajamas again.
And I was just going to say, my favorite part of that, though, is the matching family pajamas that everybody comes in with.
Look, I got a onesie, and it's a flying squirrel.
No, it's a sugar glider.
Oh, sugar glider.
It's a sugar glider because I had sugar gliders.
But it's one of those
onesies. I might wear that. I don't want to get any.
Do you remember the time I wore the tuxedo onesie?
Oh, yeah.
And then everyone's looking at me, and I said, I bet you think I wear this to bed every night. Everyone goes, I said, no, I actually wear my real tuxedo.
And my boots.
It's so much fun. It really is. And let me just kind of throw something out there real quick, because the other performers that do music were apparently, some of the patrons were told that they could bring their own food, drink, snacks. That is an absolute no.
Oh, yeah, that's still going on, Mark. Not
do
with
not.
Your
not
show.
Not with my group.
No, no, the other group. You cannot and bring food and drinks
so
into the
weird.
Melbourne Auditorium.
I mean, we advertise it. In mm-hmm. social media, we say, the bistro. Mm-hmm. And we talk about it before intermission. Hey, you got to head over there.
Even if that wasn't the case, you can't just, bring your own food and drink into anywhere.
We had people giving away cookies last time.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, because they said, we were told we could
but
bring our own snacks and drinks.
Everybody who uses that auditorium knows the rules.
Yeah, I know.
They do.
They know
and
the
that's,
rules.
Yep. And that's take, the problem.
That's
I take so much heat on that. I had somebody even call me this morning saying, we understand that we can't bring food and beverage in there. Can you tell me why? And I go, what is it you want to bring in? They said homemade bread. They want to sell homemade bread. I go, well, yeah, you definitely can't bring that one. That can make a lot of people sick,
Even if people don't even intend to. You know, that's the thing. You know, Taylor Farms didn't intend to put everybody on a cleansing diet for a few months.
But, and, every restaurant uses Taylor Farms. Yeah. We use Taylor Farms.
We do, yeah.
When that came out, Jennifer just literally looked at me and she went, it's Taylor Farms. I go, we use Taylor Farms. Yeah. There's cases of it in our place right now. And we all do. Yeah. It wasn't just Taco Bell. Taco Bell sort of
they
got...
They just caught the heat on that.
Yeah, they
They actually got their pictures on and their name.
Yeah.
Instead of people hearing, fast food like Taco Bell, all they heard was fast food Taco Bell.
Yeah. And they showed them on the news.
That
was so wrong because all of us use Taylor Farms.
Yes.
And, but that was another thing.
All the news is fit to print or all.
Yeah.
All the news that fits.
What do you got coming up on Wednesday and Thursday for us? Can you give us a peek or is it a surprise?
No. Well, this, again, my brilliant wife. She's come up
with.
I know she's listening. We would come up with all these season plans. Like, we were just at one point, we did random concerts. She said, we need to have an overall arching theme for the whole season. And that's what we've been doing. And then each concert tailoring music that works with that theme. Well, we've gotten so close with the audience. It's just so familiar now. And Noel says, well, I want to do the whole theme is going to be getting to know you. Getting to know us more on a personal level. And what we found, hey, there's no extra music during this. Getting to know each other on a personal level. And it seems like every time we feature one of the people in the orchestra as a solo or something, the audience loves it.
I do too.
And so I started looking at...
I'm so sorry.
That's my background music, guys.
Our phone's ringing off the hook today. They must love you in here. So go ahead.
Anyway, and I look at all these orchestras these professional orchestras that spend so much money to bring somebody in as a soloist.
Yeah.
And Noel and I are looking at the personnel that we have. So our first concert of this Getting to Know You season is entitled Hello. We have 7 different people doing solos.
Oh, that's cool.
That's going to be awesome.
And it's going to be amazing. Of course, because that's our season, I'm going to open up. I'm going to sing. Getting to know all about you.
I thought maybe you'd be playing Hello from Adele.
That's where I'm at. I'm back there.
Oh, yeah.
Is it me you're looking for?
Yeah.
And the lineup is amazing.
That's awesome.
And it's not heavy music. It's all very listenable, very likable music. Sir Eric of Tuba will be playing Tubby the Tuba with narration. Do you remember that cartoon?
Cool.
I mean, I did see that's amazing.
On your Facebook site that each week you were kind of featuring different people.
Yes, Noel.
And I loved that.
Yeah, what instrument? And of course, some of them were so funny. Some of the names, right?
Yes, I loved it.
But one of the highlights is going to be Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Wow.
Featuring two violas.
Oh, yes.
Start out, but it's just an amazing arrangement.
See, and I love that.
And everybody's going to be singing along with
it.
Oh, I mean, it's like I said, it's a light concert. It's some of the most well-represented solo music in the literature. I mean, we have Catherine Leisure, who's new with us.
Now, do you have a lot of new people?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's exciting, too.
I've known Catherine for a while. She's the first female graduate of the Royal Northern College of Music in London.
Wow.
Congrats.
Now, are you going to do more vocals, too? Or
During the season, we will. Yeah. I'll be doing some. And we only have Paxton one more year before he goes away.
I know. Because
I love, said it here on W, I always want to say, on What's Cooking in the 321, I've said it many times that my favorite thing used to be on MTV, it was Unplugged.
Right, right.
Where they would take a, you know, high energy band and throw the orchestra behind.
One of my favorites of those is Eric Clapton.
Unplug
Eric Clapton,
yeah.
And it's like amazing.
And mine's Jeremy Camp. Mm-hmm. When they put the orchestra behind him, it was just, it changed it all.
Of course, my Bon Jovi. MTV favorite, the Headbangers Ball, but I know, that's just me.
You know, Jen and I, every year, we get our tickets. The day they go on sale is for the
Rock Orchestra. At the King Center.
We love
Usually don't plug in the other place, but mm-hmm. that Rock Orchestra
but we
is
love that
phenomenal.
Orchestra.
We've actually gotten to know a couple of the players from it.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. So, try to get them on the show.
So I think the young people, when you were saying it's, what's my word?
Diversified.
Diverse. Because we have so many different ages, it's because mm-hmm. you are doing things like this. You are taking Bohemian Rhapsody that all the young people do know, and you're putting the orchestra
to it. And also talking, I'm a pretty engaging guy when I get near a microphone.
That's why we love you here.
I thought you were shy.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying. I'm really shy. But you know, the last, from December last year up through June, every concert, I was asked to take pictures with kids 10 years
mm-hmm. old. See, that's
younger.
Pretty cool.
They were there at the concert. The parents like, Maestro, can you take a picture with my son and my daughter? Absolutely. And I'm thinking, how great is that?
You never know who you're going to inspire to follow in your footsteps following the viola, following the tuba.
And again, at one point, the audience was way different. It's so mm-hmm. different now. I mean, it's exciting. And this concert's going to be exciting.
And I've seen that change, and I love it. And the one thing I love coming from, and we try to, like, I hate lines. We try to blow the people through that line. Mm-hmm. And you get up and you say, take your time. We'll wait for you. We'll wait for you.
Well, I love the fact that the people that come there on the regular, which is a lot of people. I mean, mm-hmm. the following for the orchestra is amazing. I could walk out there and tell you who's sitting where.
I know.
And if somebody is in somebody's seat, that is always hilarious.
Let me tell you, this is really funny. And again, I'm sure from being a teacher, being in front of classrooms all the time. So in the March concert, I'm talking to the audience, and I'm looking, and I see a young lady sitting over on the far end. So during intermission, I'm going to the beach, and I walked up. I said, why are you sitting here? She said, what do you mean? I said, you always sit in the middle section,
right.
About
exactly.
four rows down.
Place.
And she
that's
looked
right.
at me and she said, how do you know that? I said, because I just see weird
mm-hmm.
things. But she was out of place. You're supposed to be over here. Why are you there?
Exactly. And I'm the same way, because when I walk through, you know, I'm like, where are they at this time? Or who's,
right.
you know.
And, I mean, but when I walk through to go to the beach, I mean, the waves and the hugs.
Oh, I know.
Like, my show's so good
it
to
is
see
such a good
you.
Crowd.
It's. I'm telling you, it's a family atmosphere, and that's what we love.
Do people seriously go, can I come back there for a minute? Sure. And it's just to hug me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow.
It's a real family atmosphere, and I feel like we have really promoted mm-hmm. that.
I think we have, I hope, because we work together on this, you know, and I always say we're in this together.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I love it. It's one of my
Where
favorite.
Else can you have a performing group that ranges in age from 14 to now 89.
Wow.
In the orchestra.
Now,
amazing.
What does the 89-year-old play?
String bass.
Oh.
String bass. Beautiful.
Huh.
And, well, a lot of people don't realize this is a free concert. It cost you nothing.
Oh, well, let's talk about that, because
we need to talk about pricing for these concerts. Wait a minute now. Just wait a minute.
All right, so wait. We're going to give away some tickets today.
Yes,
if you're listening,
will.
Before the day's over, we're going to give, we've got our... Rocket Con. We're going to give away two tickets to that. Mm-hmm. We're going to give away, we talked to Lisa yesterday, we're going to give away two tickets to the Women of Rock, which
yes.
I will be talking about Woo-hoo. Later. That's going to be cool. We're going to give two dinners to Melbourne Seafood, but let me just tell you, there's a one-time exclusive from Mark.
Absolutely.
offer right here. All you got to do is what? Drop
right.
your name?
You come to the front, drop my name. Hey, I know Maestro Mark, and you will get in free.
Free.
And in fact,
free of charge. Bring your friend.
In fact, yes, bring your friend. And if you enjoy it, you could come a second night. You could come Thursday night.
That's right.
Again
Thursday
for free. We will not charge you. Two concerts for the zero price of one.
Remember, say, I know Mark.
That's
I know
it.
Mark.
And then on the not so funny side, which this is hilarious, guys, make a donation to them. I mean, give them $5 that you would have paid to get in.
So let's
make a
talk
donation.
About that. Because,
you know,
tell them
we run
how
on.
You run on.
Yeah, I mean, we
good point, Jen. Good point.
I mean, so much of the state funding has disappeared.
And it will continue
arts.
To.
Oh,
if,
my God. Yeah.
Especially this Amendment 3 will start cutting everything.
I mean, it's
Jen,
crazy.
I want you to tell people more info before we get off the air, too.
We really depend on the donations at concerts and just the people who have stepped up. We've had a couple of, actually three pretty big donors over this past year.
Don't talk about me. Doug,
well, I
want
know.
To be an anonymous.
Let me tell you something. I could never find anybody to match your contribution. And I mean that. You know, I love you to death. I mean, there's just this relationship is very special to me and to the orchestra.
Thank you. You know, you are one of the only men in our lives.
Well, but yet I still got dumped, and you didn't wait for me.
We still ditched him.
You still ditched me.
She ditched us.
You still ditched me. So it's.
And Danny, you always come to the show usually. Yep. You usually try to make. Are you coming this time?
I'm going to try. Come Thursday.
Thursday nights. He's a Thursday night guy.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Try to come Thursday.
It's funny because my daughter, who's 12, cheerleads on Thursday nights now. And I promised her I'm never missing one of her games. So I literally, her game's over, though, at 5:30.
Mm-hmm. She didn't have a game this week. It's just practice.
Yeah, it's just practice this week, but starting next week. Yeah. But I said, that's all right, because we're going to have somebody, I'm going to be all ready like at 4 o'clock. I'm going to ditch out. I'm going to ditch Mark. And then, but I'll be there before they start. I'll be back by 6:30 at the latest. Right. Yeah. So.
And we always do a pre-show.
Yeah.
This week, we've got Noel on piccolo and Andy on flute and Tom on clarinet. They're doing all these Celtic reels.
What time does that start?
Really?
6:15.
Okay, so it's open. What
around,
time?
Right around 6.
Around
6:15 we'll start the
pre-show. And it's 6:15. There's already going to be some music playing. Yep. Cello, that's cool.
Yep.
So and Noel, who's not here today, we'll let you slide on that.
She's
Noel.
Listening. She listens somewhere. She's listening.
And then it starts at 7.
Starts at 7. Right
starts
on the
at
dot.
7. Yep. Right on the dot. And I'm going to be serving vittles.
Like I said, an exciting concert. You know, because there's so many featured things. Again, it's very light, but at the end, it's going to be a big blowout celebration because we're going to do the Dvorak Carnival, which represents a big street party.
Isn't
that's
that
it.
Cool?
Sounds like a big street party. We're saying
like Mardi Gras.
Hello, we're here. Exactly. Hello, we're here. Let's celebrate together because we're going to celebrate this whole season, getting to know you.
Rio de Janeiro. The carnival.
Where is that?
Rio?
Never heard
Rio.
Of it.
Oh,
it's in Rio?
Yeah, we'll have to
see,
fly
I'm
to
Rio. Not very, I need to travel more.
We need extra
I go to Rio.
What was I singing the other night? Copacabana.
Oh, well, so now I'm going to, wait a minute. I got to say this now. You let the cat out of the bag. In June, our June concert is going to be Mucho Gusto. All these Latin pieces, and I have to tell you right now, I'm singing Copacabana on that show.
Got Tony and Rico. And, yeah.
So, you know what? I love that I can sit here and I'm getting text after text after text. And let me just tell you this one here. Today, you know, we just hit on it on Mike Willis Roofing. But I just want to read this because I want to. They're thanking us and we're thanking them. Thank you to Mike Willis Roofing and Construction. For their loyalty serving Brevard County since 1988.
Nice. Wow, they've been around as long as I graduated.
They're giving free estimates. If you need your roof or anything done, and let me tell you, they were letting us stay in their driveway today. They say
blocking.
You don't even have to drive out of the driveway. Oh. We'll jog your trucks around it and everything. Nicest people, really. I hope that they come. I want to get them an invite for our next show where we've got the other roofers and... but listen, call 321-254-7176, and that's Mike Willis Roofing and Construction. And tell him Kim and Jen and what's cooking in the 321 sent you.
And
thank you
not,
again.
Yes,
thank you for not, yeah, saying move that. You know, people, we've been noticing people have gotten a little ugly lately.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yeah.
So we were talking about the people that have gotten ugly. We were saying that. I said, but you know what? We've also seen... Mm-hmm. Some real kindness.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't cost anything to be kind.
I know.
Exactly.
I know.
Some people, though, think it's expensive. But
not at all.
Jen gave some schooling to the girl at McDonald's today, though.
Well, I mean, I just hate being rushed. You know, as soon as you say something, they're like, that bell.
She literally looked at me and she goes, do you want anything? She was getting her little mocha frappe, whatever. Yeah. And she says, Kim, do you want anything? And the girl's going, will that be all? Will that be all? And so Jen just went, that is going to be all now. I'm not getting anything else.
And I said, please stop rushing me. It's just, I don't know. And again, it's that younger age. You just want to take them out back and, anyways, teach them like my papa did.
Jen, what do you got going on over there? You want
to? Let's see. There's a few things going on this weekend. Of course, the Rocket Con's going on Saturday and Sunday.
Let's talk about the Rocket Con for a second, because this was a surpriser to me. Mark, do you even know what a Rocket Con is? Because I'm not allowed to say Pokemon.
You can say Pokemon. Right. It's just not the Pokemon card show. That's a different show.
Rocket Con.
Let me tell you, the most people.
It sounds like it could. I could really bend it to be off color, but.
Yeah.
Like, where are we going
rocket.
With this? No, that's not it?
Let me tell you, this is going to be Saturday, September 5th, Sunday, September 6th. On Saturday, it's from 10 to 7. On Sunday, it's 9 to 4. Space Coast Card Show. And this is Pokemon cards.
It's,
and I have to
Well,
tell,
not just Pokemon. It's
right,
all of
kinds
these
of
shows.
Stuff like that.
They
daily,
do have a Facebook event.
It's $7 for each day, or you can come both days for $10. And I got to tell you, go ahead and take the 2 days, because there's so many tables. I'm telling you, it's more people than I've seen come through that door than a gun show.
Absolutely.
Really?
It was to the point last time I came in, Diane, was it Diane? Yeah, you and Diane were working it. I came in that they're like, can you please go tell them we have to take a 15-minute break?
Oh, yeah.
Five
you don't
hours
see me
break.
Do that very often.
And so literally had to close the thing down.
We just
so
had to go to the ladies' room,
break.
You know, and we pick a guy and we'll just say, you in the bright yellow shirt, you're the last person. Tell anybody in back of you they're waiting 15 minutes. And we literally would close, put the gates down, mm-hmm. and usually we don't even go to the bathroom. I mean, we sit down and just go, phew.
Got to catch up and breathe.
And, you know, and I've maybe
opened
only done
up.
That five times in the whole yeah.
Opened it back up, and the
years.
Same people were still patiently waiting. I mean, they were fine with it. They, you know, thankfully, they were yeah. very kind.
And what's even funnier is I put out in front. I go, because I didn't want to bring all the chips in and bring all the stuff in. The liquor's still out there. So I put Lex in front, and I go, make sure nobody takes anything. And you would be surprised how many people, though, try to come up and grab the chips and grab stuff.
Really?
Well, you've got your little gates down.
Just because it's
knowing that the magic eye is watching everything they do, I'm going to come back after them like Dantana. I'm going to flip tables and go, excuse me, give me that $2. You took it from me. If you waited nice, I would have gave you five of them, you know.
Do they think just because it's sitting there? That
since nobody's there
Listen,
with it.
We have some strange shows because we have so many people that will come up and grab the muffins. And they'll go, they'll grab them and they'll go, $3. And they'll go, it's not free.
Oh, the vendors don't get it free.
It's
we
not
get that
free.
A lot. The vendors don't get it
I
free.
I wish I had
like,
a dollar for every time somebody said it's not free. It's like nothing in life is free. I've told my kids, I said, don't ever let me hear you say is something free. Somebody has always paid for it. That cookie in Publix that they give you, oh no, Mr. Tom and Jerry, because you know it's Tom and Jerry's on the Publix near us. I go, Tom and Jerry paid for that. Publix paid for that cookie. It might be they're giving it to you, but it's not free. There is nothing in life free. Do not ever let me hear you say the word free. The only thing is free is paying taxes.
Death and taxes.
Death and taxes.
And actually,
both are going
to
happen.
Somebody's got to pay to bury you. So.
That's right. That ain't free either. So anyways, it's a very interesting event. It's loud. I have pictures from your spot on the stage, Mark, and it's unbelievable.
Wall to wall. We have to literally be pushing fire code on some hours. It is crazy the amount of people doing that. And these people like will get out there and haggle these cards. There's one that's like $500-something for a Pokemon
card.
So
one card that my son-in-law told me about $200. I was like, you buy that and you're cut off.
Now my son, you know, he's 36 now and he grew up with all these Pokemon things, and I'm asking him, like, hey, do you have any of that Pokemon stuff left? Like, you know,
you're
like
laid around somewhere.
Yeah. You're like, give some cards to mom, we'll look through them.
Remember those things I bought you, I want them back.
So how about this one, Mark? We've got MJ Live. We've got Michael Jackson gonna be in the house on Friday, September 11th.
Okay.
Coming back from the great beyond. You know, I have not seen the movie, but I actually do want to see the movie.
I'm not interested in the
movie. So I've seen Michael Jackson live in Michigan, And at the Pontiac Silver Dome, which is where they used to play football, right. I was in the front row, but they did not tell me that it was 100 yards back. One. I could.
So you saw, row, the, you saw the sparkle you from the glove and that's the shoes, right. And that was it.
But that was the day when we used to rush stage. You know, you rush stage, you got in the front row. But MJ, Michael Jackson tribute concert is going to be there on September 11th. That's a good day for it, September 11th. Doors will open at 7, and you can get tickets from tickets Eventbrite.com. The Dancing Ninjas is coming back. We'll talk about that one next week.
Yeah, I got
I
a
know
little
K-pop
thing for...
disappeared on us.
Well, they had to reschedule.
Reschedule, yeah.
And I'm going to have that page posted on What's Cooking in the 321. That'll show all the Melbourne Auditorium things, because we're not getting a whole lot of love from the city right now, and I don't know why, because usually they've already got our September things posted 3 days before September gets here, and I've not
seen
anything.
Well, they're busy with
and
that tax thing. I'm telling you, everybody's busy.
That. And so I'm going to post that page on there, and if there's any updates, I'll go back and update it, you know, as needed. But right now, it should be current. K-pop is coming back in October. They just had to reschedule.
That was a biggie.
Yeah,
I love the
insane.
Women
that
of Rock
sells out too.
Show, and it's sort of a girls' event. It is.
It is.
There's
but,
some guys.
Wow.
Everybody, this is the thing I like. Just like you say for the concerts and that you have, sometimes people dress, you know, like at Christmas time, they're in their pajamas. So for the women of rock, people are in, like in the 70s and 80s stuff, because it's Pat Benatar, Stevie Nicks, Joan Jett. And these people come in, and they're like...
They're hardcore.
Listen, the psychedelics could be going on. We should be doing some nice little jungle juice drinks or something.
Yeah. Studio 54.
Studio 54, yeah. But that's a nice night. I want to give away two tickets.
Okay.
Jen, how are you going to do it?
Whoever texted you number 10, I am not checking
the
a million texts.
Texter? I love to, you know what? So here's something I do. I count every text we get just to see how many people are really interested in this one. The women. So right now, the Women of Rock show. We're going to give away two tickets, and by the way, we're going to be giving away two tickets every show.
Every show
until the concert. The 10th person. Oh, that's just not so many. Text me. I want those tickets to the Women of Rock. And not only are we going to give you two tickets, Jen, you're going to give them some drinks.
Yeah, you get those tickets to get in, and you'll get one free alcoholic drink if you're over 21. Don't try to slide it by me, because we check ID. You know, former
She'll
police officer,
you.
I'm like, you know,
up
against the wall. I mean, license and insurance, whatever it is. But anyways, we'll
okay.
do some drinks.
10th texter, and we'll give you guys a drink and also get you into the place. You know, Jen does, the funniest thing ever, is, you know, we all wear our watches that have stuff on them. I forgot it today, but we had a big party. You think it was 1,000 people, Kinsinger, and we had some little guy come up, and he got somehow handed, Jen caught it, I didn't, you know, that's the cop in Jen. He had a Mic Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back there to the seats.
Actually, it wasn't us that handed it to him. It was his table.
Right, his table.
We check out these.
I'm on one end of the table, and Jen's on the other, and Jen just had to, like, look at the guy and go, and he just handed it to her. Me, I took that watch of mine, and I put it up to my face, and I was like, okay, magic eye in the sky, keep an eye on row 3, seat 62. And he was just like,
laughing.
They're going to watch me all night now. And I'm just, like, laughing. I'm talking to my watch, walking away. I was like, what a jerk I am. But it was funny as could be, and that guy was scared for the rest of the night.
Yes, he was. But, you
some
know, well deserved.
Learn the hard way.
some people got to work the hard way.
Right.
Yeah. You want to talk about the concert anymore here before we...
No, I'm excited. I just want to get started. You know, we were off for like 5 weeks, and during those 5 weeks, we just pour through. In my house, we pour through music. And pour through season thing. Our reveal party was such a success, and thank you so much for taking care of that.
Oh my gosh, I lost my keys that day.
Well,
that
no, you didn't lose so them. We had
I
them.
I know you had them, but what's
he
funny,
found them.
I was tearing every place apart, and then, Jen's like, call and just see if they've had them. And what's funny is it's got a big thing on it that says Paradise Center City Bistro, because it's got a swipe card. And it's a
like
big chain, because it's got all of the restaurants on it. I think there's like 9 keys on there for all the restaurants. And I called Noelle, and she goes, oh, yeah, I found some keys. She goes, are these yours? I go, do they say Paradise Paradise Under City Bistro.
And she
goes, they got some funny swipe card. I go, that gets me in my door. And yeah. It was funny, but it was like such a great relief.
A little embarrassing, but, and this is no joke, 3 days ago, I had the last frozen portion of some ziti.
Oh, that just made you do for some more.
Funny.
That stuff is so good.
I said, I'm going to eat. And then it was 3 days ago. I went, oh, yeah, I need to eat this right now.
Mm-hmm.
It was
funny.
So amazing.
It does freeze well. I don't like off-site catering anymore.
We got in trouble.
You did?
What?
I mean, that's the community that I live in, as you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice community, by the way. Beautiful place.
Here are all the tables. Here are all the chairs. Well, how do you set up the tables and chairs without moving the stuff they have there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have a camera that's working, and we move the stuff. We got banned from using that facility for 30 days.
Oh my God. Because you moved the table?
We moved tables and stuff.
And then they said,
and you turned on the TV that was in there, like, yeah, there's a big TV there.
Why
is it there if you can't turn it on?
Stuff on it.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So my family was banned from using the clubhouse for 30 days.
I'm sure you've been banned from something else in your life. That's probably nothing.
That's probably the lightest.
Yeah, and I've had lovely ladies ditch me in the car. Yeah, I mean, it all starts to add up here. So I think we're gonna have to find another venue for next year. But that went over so well.
And
that was
pretty cool though that you guys could gather and everybody work on that.
Yeah, and we same you know thing. Eventually. I mean, the first time we did it, we actually did it in the band room at MMB. We had little punch and stuff from Costco.
Uh-huh.
And then we said, well, we want to start turning this into an event.
Yeah.
Eventually, I think a few years down the road, we need to make it a black tie event.
I was going to say that everybody was a little bit like decked out and looking good. And
of course,
the thing
that we would like to do is, and you know, we've been kicking this around. We'd like to, you know, the jazz band does the New Year's Eve thing at one of the hotels.
Oh, yeah.
We would like to do like the last Romanoff ball.
Oh,
have people dress in costumes.
Oh, I'm all about it.
And have
Jen's already buying that costume.
I mean, my daughter's dance studio. They'll teach dances before the whole thing starts. But just to do a dinner and a big blowout ball.
Oh, that would be amazing.
With an orchestra playing all waltzes.
I mean, like
right now,
Prohibition is like we get asked all the time, will you do this Prohibition thing? I think we're doing one off-site. Not my favorite thing. I'm doing an offsite this weekend. We're doing a pickleball
this weekend.
And are they packed? Are they full?
From what I understand.
Yeah.
Kristen from the city is actually heading that up. Happy birthday, Kristen!
Happy birthday, Kristen! We're doing though a pickleball. I am personally doing offsite breakfast, lunch, and coconut water. It might be spiked. You never know. But we're doing that at one of the city facilities this weekend while you guys are doing the Space Coast
Rocket Con.
So
look at you, how busy you are. That's great.
You know what? We're booked every weekend through 27.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people don't understand because it's sort of funny because especially when I've been told I sold out to concessions, you know, we'll do easily 3,000 this whole week. We've fed 3,000 people probably by the end of the week. I don't know anybody else other than a school or something that's feeding 3,000 people.
Well, if you look at the weekend of Space Coast Pride, I mean, that's going to be 15,000 in one day. That are gonna be 15 minimum. And
this is our
through the door.
Yeah, this is our biggest event. It's probably my biggest event in life that I'm actually. We've been working day and night with Tina and the crew over at the Space Coast Pride Fest, their board and Project Response and all of them. But they're expecting 16,000 people.
Wow. Minimum.
Minimum. This event has always been downtown in the street.
Right.
And this year it is at our place. Oh. So
it's going to be fenced off.
It's in my house.
Yeah.
This place, it's in
outside
the house.
Will be fenced off. There will be a link to it and a big flyer on What's Cooking in 321's Facebook. But it's to make it a safer environment and, you know, they just
also
downtown
indoors.
Just was not,
you know, it seems to. The art show and this always seem to get rained on. Yeah. It's just. But this year, it's in the auditorium. And like I said, 16,000 people, 5,000 an hour they're expecting. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And we've got to watch that occupancy. Our occupancy is only, what, 2,300 or somewhere around there.
It's fluctuated.
They've stretched it a little.
25-ish hundred per hour.
You know, we don't have a lot of vendor tables because there's more space inside for people.
Mm-hmm.
There's shows going on the stage the whole day.
There'll be vendor tables inside and outside. Mm-hmm. There's going to be, we'll have four bars set up.
And I'm allowing something that I very rarely allow.
That's letting
8 to 10 food trucks come.
Oh.
I've been working with them and the city and the fire department and the fire prevention, and we've got a meeting Thursday.
We're
going to
make
to determine
food trucks safe to eat at. I don't think anybody really cares that it's not safe to eat.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
but,
ones we're picking.
The amount of people, how can you...
You know, I'm not stressing it. I'm really not stressing it because I can only put it in God's hands. And, you know, and because she can tell you, we had this talk and I said, you know, Jen, I'm really not stressing this. I feel pretty calm about it. However, I see a lot of things that could not be perfect at the end of the day. Parking, for one. I mean, parking
could
be a
problem. But those things are out of our control.
They're out
of
our control.
They have nothing to do with us.
Right.
That's what
we're
have to focus
on. We're not planning that. I'm just food and beverage, so
we have to focus
we'll make sure that everybody can hydrate.
Absolutely.
And that they won't go home, you know.
I'm sure you're handpicking the food trucks that you want there.
We did.
I am. And the reason I'm doing handpicking them instead of just, I mean, we've had, I don't know how many people, you know, ask if they could do it. One, we can't have tents. Two, I don't want overlapping food. I don't want three pizza trucks and this. So the ones that we're picking are ones, several of them are already vetted with the city. Their Facebook reviews, other event planners.
A huge thing for me is that they're not there just to make money. That they're there because, one, they're there for everybody and they're supporting this event.
Exactly.
They're supporting this event. And they're not... just they're greedy. Like, it used to bother me downtown, and I think it was terrible that a lot of, and they had the right, downtown last year, a lot of businesses closed for the day. And I think as a business person, that's a huge loss for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because not only, you know, not only did you lose the people that were there and whatever, but people went and talked about that.
There were no problems from the gay pride participants. The problems were from the protesters that were throwing things, screaming at people.
Baptist Coalition
was one of them.
Yeah.
You know, in people's faces.
So it's like, just don't come,
problem.
Just don't show up.
Yeah. But, you know, in addition to that, it always seems like that the downtown area, and back when the big Christmas parade used to come down through there, I never understood why places would close up. There were so many people there.
Such an opportunity.
Like, this is great opportunity. Yeah. Why would you close down?
Had a sidewalk sale. I mean,
right. This parade's going down. I mean, band directors don't normally like parades. But that light parade.
I didn't know that.
That light parade used to be a blast.
Yeah, yeah. So I can tell you that Jen and I have been invited and we have sat with their board and everything. And I can tell you the one thing in the room that they talk about first and foremost is that everything is tasteful, classy, and nice. For kids and for everybody.
There's kid areas, kid zones. I mean, this is a very family event. If you don't approve or like the, you know, reason that they're having it, just stay home.
Yep. Just stay home.
Just stay home.
So,
don't be mean.
So we're glad.
Don't teach your kids to be ugly, because I'm here to tell you, kids will walk up and give a drag queen a hug, not knowing it's a drag queen, until you say something.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
And believe me, that they're
don't
not...
Don't get me on that soapbox.
Wine box. It's a wine box.
Yeah,
we got rid of the soapboxes. But anyways, we're looking for a really good event. They're still looking for sponsors.
Yep.
Pride Fest is there a way to reach them, and how do they do that?
President at spacecoastpride.org.
.org.
Go to Tina Jensen, or you can go to spacecoastpride.org, and there are the links in there. Or you can go to our Facebook page and send me a question if you need
to. And also, Google what the things that they do in the community.
Absolutely.
With
Project
outreach,
Oh, my goodness. Project
they keep
response.
A lot of people alive.
Absolutely. They do free HIV testing. They do blood drives. They do so many positive things that people just don't want to see.
So we're supporting this one, and it's in our house, so we're going to do the best we can. But, Mark, it is a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. We got this.
So,
You won't be tired at all.
Well, let me tell you about tired.
Let me tell you.
First of all, Jen said, Oh man, this is a busy week for Kim. I'm going out of town. Yeah, I'm getting out of here.
The 20th through the 23rd, I will be at Universal with my
granddaughter. But I got to tell you, I'd rather be where I'm going to be because she's going to be more tired than I am.
Yes, I
think.
Will.
But we've got just that week that Jen's going to be gone. She's not going for a whole week. She's going to come back Wednesday night to help by all means. Got to make sure I don't screw it up.
Maybe.
But I mean that week I've got. I'm going to just share my personal schedule with everybody. On Tuesday, I got cheerleading. On Thursday, I got cheerleading. On Friday, I have Women of Rock.
That concert is over around 10 or so, 10 to 12.
Correct.
I mean, by
and
the time the guys
at 10
flip
o'clock,
it,
we have to flip it. Tell them.
The guys at the auditorium, if people who don't think the guys at the auditorium do anything, I had one lady, he's like, all he does is get chairs. Well, I'm sorry. Come in here and help him and the group as they have to pick up the Women of Rock, however many, 500 chairs, whatever it is, clean that, put all of that up, and then do a reset. And a
Michael
reset
and Kevin
is,
are amazing.
They got to do Jen's
phenomenal.
Little ride, the Zamboni.
I want the little Zamboni. They won't let me play on it. But anywho, but they have to come in and reset these diagrams up that are submitted by the next vendor, which would be Space Coast Pride. So now you have all the vendor tables that have to be set up. Then you have to
go outside.
Which
they usually have to change in the morning.
Yeah.
So
that's going to be, that'll be a flip right after that. Well, after Space Coast Pride ends, whenever Space Coast Pride gets all of their things out around 8 or so, got to do another flip for the guitar expo.
We have the
Sunday.
Guitar show.
Yeah, it's constant. So,
there's nothing on my calendar on the 28th, nothing, because I won't be able to move.
No, not a thing. I'm going to block that one out and go do
block
not
that
disturb.
One out. Block that one out, Jen.
But yeah, I mean, the guys, they really do a phenomenal job.
And I'll tell you, MCO Orchestra just appreciates everybody in that building. You know, and I know just talking to sometimes they don't get love from everybody.
They don't.
You know,
well, Patty and Jalen in the office, you know, nobody really ever talks about, you know, Patty and Jalen, and they don't talk about Patty because she's behind door number two.
She's
right.
Behind the curtain. She's
right.
Behind
the
curtain.
She does the contracts and she gets these people in. So there's so many people.
Right. We always make sure that, you know, we're going to be polite. And, you know, I just appreciate everything they do. Yeah. Well, look, they hang around a little bit on Wednesday nights so we can hang out.
They do.
Exactly.
And they know that we're going to hang out a little bit in there. And I've said to Mike, hey, and they're like, no, you're good. You're good.
Oh, Patty's calling right now.
Don't, we can't answer you right now, Patty.
No.
While we've got a few more minutes left, we've got about 10 minutes left. I wanted to talk about FPI, and that stands for Florida Policy Institute. They're an independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing policies and budgets that improve the economic mobility and quality of life for all Floridians. They do this through research, strategic outreach, coalition building, and policy advocacy. That is who you need to go look at. It's floridapolicy.org. It tells you all the ins and outs of this Amendment 3 and why there's a voter guide. What Floridians should know about Amendment 3. It tells you everything. If it passes, local governments face deep cuts to revenue. Florida families would see cuts to services, increased taxes and fees, or a combination of both. There is a map on here showing you how much it could impact your county, your community. There are...
And that's the thing. Get educated.
Absolutely.
We're not telling you how to vote.
The loss of property tax dollars under Amendment 3 would ultimately shift costs into renters, consumers, and small businesses as local governments look to generate revenue. The ballot language is misleading for Amendment 3, and FloridaPolicy.org, like I said, it's nonprofit, everything. Go here, read this. I will put it on our Facebook.
Excellent. Yeah, put that on all our
yourself,
things.
And please don't think, because you may be getting a $250,000 cut, you're not.
Yeah,
it is basically it's going, you're going to pay for it dearly somewhere else.
That's for sure. So get educated on that.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jen. Jen, one more thing. Where do we love to eat? Where's the best value in town?
I need to go by Melbourne Seafood.
Melbourne Seafood. That's right. Nick with Melbourne Seafood, thank you once again for picking up our show today and allowing us to hang with friends and talk about things. I want to just tell you really quick, that Monday is dollar jumbo wings and buffalo shrimp. Tuesday is dollar oysters. Wednesday is $13 fried shrimp baskets, easy peel shrimp. Thursday, $20 is a snow crab boil, and on Friday is shrimp and scallop linguine for $15. They still have their best lunches in town for under $10 with a drink. Best value in town. We all love that garlic butter sauce. Mm. You can't get enough of that. Goodness. But make sure you go in and tell Melbourne Seafood Station that you heard about us on WWBC. And if you're the 25th person to text me and say, I want tickets to, not tickets.
No, I want dinner.
Dinner. I want a dinner, two dinners. We still owe Donna Grigsby. We still have her card.
I have not
we have
seen
to give
her
it to her.
Since our wedding.
I know.
I see her on Facebook, but have not seen her singing her.
So let's get two people to come and go try Melbourne Seafood Station with their new fried food, fried fish. I love it. Mark, we're coming to the end of the show, and I want you to have a second here to just tell anybody the last thing you want them to know here before we say goodbye and head out in our cars to try to get to where we're going.
Oh, before the thunder that we're hearing, right?
Yeah. I was sitting there watching it on the
We'll be walking
monitor.
In the rain, John.
There's no better family-friendly place to spend your Wednesday and Thursday.
That's right.
For free.
For free.
That's right.
Especially if you know me. Remember, drop my name and you get in for free.
That's right.
Double discount.
Double discount two nights in a row. It's family-friendly. We love performing for our community, and we love working in collaboration with Kim here. I mean, it's
excellent.
Just,
thank you. And how about just one more thing? Let them, your Facebook page, how do they find you so that they can follow it?
MC Orchestra. Oh, just MC Orchestra on Facebook.
Yeah.
MC Orchestra.
That's right. Thank
MC you. Orchestra. You can get to our website, mcorchestra.org, which has all sorts of information on that. It's a true community group. It covers all facets, age-wise, ethnicity-wise.
I can't wait.
You know, it's an exciting
and
group.
And come
to
in
be
and
with.
Try it. That's what I always say. Come in and try it.
Well, it's interesting, Sir Eric of Tuba.
Sir,
I love that.
He frequents a place up in Cocoa Beach sometimes to imbibes a little bit up there. And he was talking to the bartender one time, and he said, "Oh, I'm in the Melbourne Community Orchestra." I said, "Well, I don't like orchestras. I don't want to listen to that." He came
See,
to a
but
concert.
I thought that too.
He came to a concert. He's totally hooked.
Yeah.
He says, "I never thought I'd have that much fun."
Yeah. I told you the same thing. See? So you, yeah. Jennifer, he's given us the bunny ears and
the finger.
What do you got going on there? Take us out, okay?
You know, I've got a few things going on. I think the bioluminescent kayaking thing's about up. So find you a kayaking place and go bioluminescing on the river and the bays and things like that.
Danny's giving you 1 minute.
Bug Bash, Cocoa Beach, at Ron John's this weekend. Then Saturday, there's a sunset social paddle at Paddling Paradise in Palm Bay. Christian Surfers Space Coast Weekly Gathering at Paradise Beach. Try to mention them every week. I see you. What are we doing over there?
It's a nice finger.
That's right.
Come on now, it's a nice finger.
Mark said that is not how you do that.
That's right. You need to get them up there. Listen, thanks for tuning in with Kim and Jen at What's Cooking in the 321. And we got some stuff up on our Facebook pages. I say us. Jen, that's Jen's department. Kim screws that up. But thank you for tuning in. Have a great week.
Yay. That was a